Accession number 27259, Mr. Peter Little, Reel 2. Now, what happened when you went to the seaman's part of the Victory Barracks? I mean, because you hadn't been trained as a seaman, had you? So what happened?
No, I can't remember, really.
Did you do any training as a seaman
I know that the Blitzers started on Portsmouth, so they...
What do you remember of that? Tell us about that.
First of all, there was a French ships coming in to get away from the Germans, you know. And the barracks were getting quite full up, so they moved us out to Havant, outside Portsmouth, under canvas.
And what was it like there?
Not too bad.
Now tell me about the effects of the German Blitz on Portsmouth. How did it involve you?
Well, they moved us out, so we weren't involved really, but we had bit of fire watching to do until the Guildhall got burnt down. And
tell me about the fire watching. What was that like? Did you do that?
You took turns. When if you were duty watch, you went into Portsmouth and did that.
And what was that like when you did that? Where would you go?
You'd usually have to go up on the roof, like if it's a church or the guild hall or place like that, just to keep a lookout. But we weren't very effective, I don't think.
Was there any raids when you were up there?
Yes.
And what did you do? Who did you report to if you saw something?
Can't remember.
Fair enough. So what's the next thing that happened while you were at Portsmouth?
Well, we went out to Havant under canvas, and then I got things held off for a ship.
Now that was the Burwell, was
the
it?
Burwell, yes.
Now, where did you join her?
Well, first of all, we were moved up to the Fleet Aerodrome at Winchester, Worthingdown. For 2 or 3 weeks, I think it was. I don't think that's mentioned on there.
No, it's not.
And then we got this draft ship to Halifax, Nova Scotia.
So how did you get out there?
On a troop ship, that is of Bedford, from Liverpool.
And what was that trip like? That was your first big sea trip, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And what was it like?
Oh, it's quite good. That's where I got my tattoos.
On the ship? one's a sword and one...
Anchor.
Yeah, anchor. And what, they were done on board ship?
Yes. On the ship there was several crew, merchant navy crews going over to pick our merchant cruisers up. And one of those blokes was making a bit on the side, you know, doing tattoos.
Now, had you been warned about tattoos? Because, you know, the thing about tattoos is they're with you always, aren't they? Yeah. I mean, they're still with you now. what made you have them done?
Well, I'm just young and silly, and all the boys were doing it, so I thought I might as well join in.
Did it hurt?
No, it bled quite a bit. But,
And what happened when you got to... It's Halifax, was it, you said? Nova Scotia?
Yes. Then we... there was...
Is that where the ship was?
Yes. There were several of these old destroyers there. And
now, can you describe the ship? Because it was they're quite a famous type of ship because there were these lend-lease things.
Yeah, yeah.
What were the ships like?
Well, it was built in 1917. And it was very narrow. And it rolled like mad. Those days you didn't have stabilizers on ships, you know, you just rolled with it like. very rusty.
And where was your accommodation? Mess deck.
Aft.
What was it like? Because people don't know what a mess deck's like now. Can you give us an idea? Tell us what it was like.
Well, in and ships and crew was go forward, but we were split. Half of us went aft and the other half forward underneath the officer's ballroom.
And what was the mess deck like? Give us an idea.
Used to roll like mad. If you were dishing up food, that would go over. And everything would be washing backwards and forwards on the mess deck. You know. Of course, water used to get in however careful you were. It wasn't very nice at all.
What about the hammocks? How did you take to them?
Oh, we didn't have hammocks, not on the Burwell.
So it was bunks, was it?
Yeah, bunks that lifted up on the ship's side, yeah.
What were they like? Did you prefer them to hammocks?
They weren't bad, but you can't beat a hammock, really.
So what happened next? You joined the ship, and what duties were you assigned to? You arrived. You were just an ordinary seaman, weren't you?
Yes. Yeah.
So what were you going to be? What was your duty?
Swabbing nicks mostly. we did a lot of paint scraping and painting and seamanship training. That's where we really learned.
Now tell me about the cleaning first, the cleaning and painting, then we'll do the training. That this is why, because the ship was in at Nova Scotia, at Halifax. Mm. So how much painting was the whole ship being painting?
Oh yeah,
being painted.
Well, all the time really. You were chipping paint on and repainting, and you know, to keep the ship in a decent condition.
From top to bottom.
Yes. Oh yeah.
And what about cleaning? What was it like swabbing the decks? How do you swab the decks?
Only with them. You just had metal decks on there, so you just had a good stiff broom and scrubbed.
Now tell me about your seamanship training. What was that like? What do you remember learning?
I wrote work.
Anything on cutters or rowing?
No, not really, because we was at sea most of the time. And
so what were you doing? Let's go on to that. You know, I don't.
On watch, looking for U-boats.
Well, tell us about that. What were your watch duties? You were a lookout on watch.
Yes. Everyone took turns at that.
And what was it like?
Sometimes you had to climb up the mast and into the crow's nest. And with the ship going over at 45 degrees sometimes, you know. I'll show you the crest.
And what were you doing on lookout duty? What was it?
Well, you had a big pair of binoculars and you were sweeping the horizon and all round all the time. Quite a nice train that was.
And what other duties did you have? I mean, what was your action station?
On a gun.
Which one?
Right aft. 12 founder. It was one that was. You see, when we took the ship over, they had 4-inch guns. But when we brought it over to Plymouth, we took the after one away and they put a 12-pounder on, and that was my Action Station.
And what was that? What was your duty? What was gun drill like on a 12-pounder gun? What do you remember of it? What was your job on the gun?
Well, my job really was just to pick the seal up and pass him, loading.
So your cruising station could be lookout, or what else might you be doing? The action station was 12-pounder. Anything else you were doing?
That's about all there was to do at sea.
Now, what was the ship doing? What was the Burwell doing?
Escort. Convoys.
Tell us, what, in the North Atlantic?
Yes.
Tell us about that, then. What was a typical convoy like for you?
Oof. They varied in size. Sometimes you'd only have about 30 ships, and another time, close on 100, and used to plod along about 8 knots, if that. Once we had to escort the Queen Mary, but the weather was bad, and so she went off on her own, and we got smashed up with the weather, and had to go to Boston in the States.
How bad was the weather when you were out in a storm?
Pretty bad, really, especially in those little destroyers.
Were they bashed about? Tell us what it was like,
Well, the forward gun had a steel shield round it, and one trip that shield got wrapped right round the gun, it's the force of the waves coming over the bows. And then further north, it was all ice. Everything was covered in ice, and you had to spend all the time with hammers or crowbars breaking off the ice.
Was it dry below decks, or was it always?
You've got ventilators, and the seas are coming over the top and down the ventilator into the mastic, Consequently, when you're on the mastic, and then you spilt any dirt or any food, it was washing backwards and forwards.
Did you get seasick?
Yes.
Tell us about that. How bad was it?
Every trip. But I used to keep a couple of ship's biscuits on my duffel coat pocket, and as long as you kept them, getting some of those down, it was all right.
That was your cure, prevention.
Yeah. And of course, when you had to top at lunchtime, it was a job to drink it. But once that was down, it was...
That was a Kai,
was it? Beautiful.
And what about food on board ship? What system was it? Was it canteen messing?
Canteen messing, yeah.
So you each prepared, your mess prepared the food and sent it to the galley.
Yeah.
Tell us how it worked and what the food was like. What would the cook of the mess do?
Well, if he was a good bloke, you put on a nice meal, but if he was more intent on saving money, of course with canteen messing, if you don't spend all your money, then it's shared out, it's not used, you see. And
so what would be good food? What would you like? What meals would they prepare that you liked?
Oh, nice roast and nice roast or a pot mess.
What's a pot mess? People don't know now.
Well, it's like a stew. It's everything goes in, and it's nice.
And was the food good overall?
Oh yes. Apart from bread and potatoes.
What was wrong with them?
Well, they just used to go green after a couple of days. You had to have rice instead of potatoes, and biscuits instead of bread.
Now, what about the rum ration? Tell me all about that.
Oh, well, if it was 20, I think it was, or 21, you could have a rum ration, and they'd class you as G then, that's grog, and you go up each day, and well, they'd send a mess, one rep from a mess with a fanny, and get all the messes rum, and that would be dished out on the mess deck. But if you was underage, you'd be classed as Twig Temperance, and you'd just get throttled today, I think it was.
And what was the rum like? Did you like it?
Oh, yeah.
Did they have all this sippers and gulpers and business for favours?
Yes,
and
yes.
Tell us what it was all about.
If it was your birthday, you'd go around the mess for sippers, and you'd end up the rest of the day and bait up in your boat room. If you did someone a good turn, you know, they'd probably give you gulpers, which was a
big swig of.
Yeah.
And anything you remember happening during these convoys? Any events? You know, any clashes with submarines or things that happened?
Oh yes, it was in 1941. We brought a U-boat in.
Now tell me about that. What do you remember of it?
A plane, Hudson plane it was. It was surprised this U-boat on the surface and bombed it, and the U-boat couldn't submerge. So we had to nip out all night, full speed, to pick it up. We got up to it and took the crew off in Carly floats, because the weather was quite rough. They were going to scuttle it, but we told them if they did, we'd just leave them to it, you know. We did open up with a .5 machine gun in the conning tower and ginger them up a bit, but then it was towed up to Iceland and we beached it there, and we went aboard and had a little pilfer around, you know.
What did you think of it? You went aboard, did you?
Oh, yeah.
What was it like?
I've got two nice sheepskin coats on. Yeah, it was first trip. It was a new boat. And I sent a prize crew up to Iceland and brought it back and put it into our navy as the draft.
Any other things that, you know, any? Did you lose a lot of convoy ships? I mean, were the U-boat attacks?
Oh yes. Don't bear thinking about, really, you know. It's usually at night. If it's a tanker, it's whoosh. And you see the poor blokes jumping over the side, you know, and of course the water was all burning. Occasionally you'd find a boat drifting with them, some blokes aboard. Sometimes there's no one, you know. And when we brought them inboard, you know, all covered in oil, and had to clean them up. Skin burnt off, you know.
And any other events you remember? Because you were on board a quite a long time. You were on until April 42, from September 40 to April
42. Yeah. Well, we had a couple of refits in the States.
Now, what were they? What happened when you refitted?
That's when you
went to Boston, was it?
Boston, yeah. And
what would happen?
Well, the ship went into dry dock, and we were just left to our own devices, really, you know, to go ashore and enjoy ourselves.
And what would you do?
We went down to New York and had 2 or 3 days down there.
What do you think of New York?
No, not really. Don't care much for the States at all.
Why not?
Well, we weren't all that popular, because the first time we went over there, it was before Pearl Harbor, and I didn't go out on this at all. But when Pearl Harbor happened, things changed just like that. You know, it couldn't do enough for us.
So that was better, was it?
Yeah.
So after the refits, what then? Anything else you remember about the Burwell?
This was the Burwell. We used to run from St. John's, Newfoundland, up to Reykjavik in Iceland, and down to Londonderry in a triangle. Work from Londonderry, go out, pick a convoy up and take it over, then pick another one up and bring it back. And
was it just a routine for you?
Yes, really, it was just routine, and a little bit of scary now and again when a U-boat appeared, you know.
Did you have many clashes with U-boats? I mean, depth charge runs and things?
Oh yeah, quite a few. In fact, we had one run where we dropped so many depth charges, we cracked our stern post, so we had to go back down to Boston. More repairs. Now, there's a magazine under our mast deck, and as we were going down there, you know, we could hear the shells bumping up against the deck. Of course, they're in watertight containers. And when we got to Boston, they wouldn't let us in dry dock, not the ammunition aboard. But couldn't do anything about it until we did get it off. So eventually, they relented, and we got in the dry dock and emptied the magazine and repaired the stern.
So the whole magazine was flooded?
Yes, yeah. The after magazine, yeah.
Anything else about the Burwell?
Oh, yes. The steering, you had wires running along the port side, and they would occasionally break, and you had no steering. So, while that was being repaired, you know, you'd just be wallowing in the sea there, and you're just wide open to them.
Did that happen often?
Several times, yeah. Which wasn't very nice, because we were on our own. Yeah.
But you were lucky, no one ever attacked you.
Yeah, yeah.
Anything else?
Of course, when you got to St. John's or Londonderry and that, you'd have a run ashore and you'd make up for
now. What would a typical visit run ashore at St. John's and Londonderry like? What would they be like? What would you do?
Drink mostly.
Any particular pubs in Londonderry or...?
Londonderry, it was a Northern Counties Hotel in particular. I know they put me out in a stable there one night, dead drunk. I had to find my way back to the ship the next morning, and I never did find the cap.
You liked a good drink then?
Oh yeah, yeah.
I mean, what was your drink? I mean, was it just bitter, or what did you drink then?
Rum.
Rum? That's quite unusual.
Mostly. Because we used to, we weren't supposed to, but we used to bottle it, you see, and we didn't have our tot at lunchtime. We used to bottle it, and when you were on the shore, you were but it was all against the rules, that was.
And would you go to the dance halls, or?
Yes.
What were they like?
Wild West.
Would you get in many fights, or any? You know, I mean, Was it other people fighting, or would you get involved?
Well, you'd always get involved, wouldn't you? Yes. I remember one Norwegian submarine crew one night, that was quite a barney.
Tell us about that. What caused it?
Girls, I think, from what I remember.
How violent were the fights? I mean, was it pretty rough, or was it just a couple?
Just a little bit of fisticuffs. And
people weren't getting really hurt, though.
No. Just a bit of fun, you know.
So, anything else about before we leave the Burwell? Because you were with her till April 42, from the looks of things, and always as an able seaman.
Yes.
So, how did you come to leave her then?
Well, I put in for a course for torpedoman.
Now, what made you decide to apply for a course? Why a torpedoman?
I thought it'd be more interesting in gunnery, and I think the skipper wanted us to take a course.
And that was in April you left? 1942, from the looks of this.
Yeah, that's what it says, yeah.
You seem to have gone briefly to HMS Victory, to the barracks, and then to St Vincent.
And from there to St Vincent.
Now, where's St Vincent? I'm not sure about that.
Gosport.